So this song is called Mekalese, and it is from Greece, and it is a love song. Mekalese mia rondeja, galani galajoni. Mekalese mia rondeja, korika la matiani. Na pao na dipiso, mavra matia na biliso. Na pao na dipiso, mavra matia na biliso. So this song is Sephardic. It's called Ija Mi Ami Querida, And it's in a language called Ladino, which is very similar to Spanish. Some variation. Sometimes there's Hebrew words mixed in there. And the translation of this song, it's a song about a sort of a dialogue between a mother and a daughter, and the daughter wants to throw her body into the sea because she can't take love anymore, and the mother's pleading with her daughter not to throw herself in the sea because the sea will swallow her and carry her away.
Hija mía, mi querida, mano, 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 te eches a la mar, que la mar está en fortuna, mira que te va a llevar, que la mar está en fortuna, mira que te va a llevar. Que me lleve, que me traiga, mana, mana, man, siete puntas de honor. Que me engluta peche preto para salvar del amor. Que me engluta peche preto para salvar del amor. Mana, mano, te eches a la mar, que la mar está en fortuna, mira que te va a llevar, que la mar está en fortuna, mira que te va a llevar. Que me traiga, mana, mana, man, siete puntas de honor. Que me engluta peche preto para salvar del amor. Que me engluta peche preto para salvar del amor. Que me engluta peche preto para salvar del amor. Que me
I could go with either of those. I feel like we all have really kind of interesting stories about how we came to this music. Some of us came to it through the College of Santa Fe and through studying with a woman named Polly Tapia Ferber, who leads a Balkan and Middle Eastern ensemble there. I guess now it's the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, but a number of musicians have played in that ensemble and have gone on to play this music elsewhere. And there's a whole community of Americans who play Balkan and Middle Eastern music all around the country. There's Balkan camps. You can learn how to sing in these languages, play this music.
In the Redwoods, in Mendocino, there's a camp, and there's a camp in New York, in northern New York, in the Catskills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we go up there, and we have teachers that we study with, and we learn the traditions and the music.
And as we are also playing at Dual Brewery, and that brings out a fun crowd. So we're just kind of a fun, we can also be a very fun bar band.
We're learning how to do that.
Is there a weird sort of freedom that you would have as Americans being able to cross back and forth across these traditions? Whereas if you were from one of these nations, if you were from Turkey, would you be singing Armenian music?
I would I would guess not, but I have no basis for saying that except assumption.
But does it? Do you think it liberates you to some degree to really sort of fly over the region and sort of pick and combine in ways that maybe you couldn't if those were your...
It certainly makes sense, and we also add our own elements, too. I mean, my background is in classical music, so I try really hard not to sound like Mozart when I'm playing. That's gone away in the past few years, but when I first started playing this music, I was moving away from classical piano and just wanted to try something new. And so, yeah, I incorporate a lot of my own things.
Speaking of something new, I think Deborah Unger, is this the first time you're playing one of these two clarinets?
It is.
It is, okay.
I played at one show recently, but this is a new instrument for me. I was playing two different clarinets. One of them is a B-flat clarinet, which is used mainly in classical and pretty much in the United States, that's what people use. Sometimes people use other clarinets for klezmer, but traditionally in Turkey and Greece, the G clarinet is used. So it's a minor third lower. It's longer, and it also uses a different fingering system. So it's a bit of a challenge. There are some similarities, but there are some differences, and it's an interesting challenge.
When it comes to this, the source material, obviously, a lot of this music has been recorded in folk tradition. In this, you said there is a network of whether it's Balkan or Middle Eastern specialists who will share songs. Mm-hmm. Are these primarily coming out of a folk tradition? I mean, can you trace these back 600 years or so?
Some of the songs, yeah. I think our repertoire includes some more popular music, but the vast majority of it is folk traditions of different countries from different points in time.
And a friend of mine told me after this past weekend that Tupac Loma, one of the songs that we played, when she was in Israel in the 70s, it was really popular. And the way we got into the Sephardic music is that I was just listening to some Sephardic recordings and noticed that the melodies were the same and the tunes were the same as some of the more modern versions that we had been playing.
And then the chorus repeats to us in the last one.
This one. So there are lots of. It seems like the Greeks have all of these amazing lusty songs, and the translation of this Greek song is called the Greek song is called Tupac Loma, and the translation is: "My heart is large, my shanty is small, with you, with me, no one else can fit inside." And then the chorus is: "My comforter is for two people, and it needs no mending. My comforter." And it just goes on about this cozy little shack for two.
With a nice warm blanket.
Μου μικρή, απόσε.
είχα πέσει είναι στρωμένο για τα μάτια π' αγαπώ.
I noticed as you were performing that song, you were really concentrating on, well, what does the tempo say as you were working through it? So is that something that occurs to you, that this is a seduction song and it would be mm-hmm. sung differently by a female than maybe by a male?
Mm-hmm. That could be. A lot of our tempo issues come from that it's they're written for dancers and the lilt of it fits with the dance. And so for me, I think more of the dance and how it feels in my body to play it, mostly because I'm not as cognizant of the lyric and the meaning as you might be, Alicia.
Yeah, one thing I will say is I've heard a lot of source recordings of different different songs, and this one is a good example. And the feeling that you get, the difference between a man and a woman singing a very gendered song is pretty profound in terms of the style, for sure.
Now, we're speaking to you just before April begins, but the month of March will not end until you've begun this sort of once-a-month residency in Santa Fe. Can you mm-hmm. tell us about, I guess it's the Voices of series that you're doing?
It is. Mm-hmm. I could speak to that if you want me to. Okay. The Voices of the Wind is the first concert at the San Miguel Chapel in Santa Fe, and it's a new concert series at the chapel. And there are several other concerts happening, but our series has three, the last Saturday of each month.
Mm-hmm.
For March, April, and May. The first one, we wanted to feature our, in an acoustic setting, our Greek and Turkish, and pairing a few of the songs with some Sephardic, and we have a few Sephardic tunes in Greek and Turkish style. Paul Brown will be joining us on oud and bass, and he's a fantastic musician who's known all over the country for this kind of music as well. And and the second concert is will be klezmer and Sephardic in honor of Yom HaShoah, which is Holocaust Remembrance Day. And the third concert will be all or mostly all vocal with Willa Roberts. We're looking forward to all of them.
So this is going to be Rumelia as the quartet with guests.
With friends.
Different guests. Mm-hmm. This would sound like a great opportunity to record you in these ensembles.
We've been talking about that, and we've been figuring out how it could happen even in the space. So, but we're still researching.
So so it's a tantalizing possibility. Mm-hmm. Because
it's a very tantalizing possibility.
It's becoming more tantalizing.
And I think you saying that gives us a little kick.
This song is a Turkish song. It's called Penceresi. It's very old. It is also a love song. And it is in an unusual time signature, something that's not common in Western music. It's in nine.
It's a karşılama.
Gelen geçen adı tarı tarı. vai, varara eshini, eshini vai vai, sai sana lirularen, eshini vai vai. Bye.